WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. That was Old Dominion. Also today on WRCE-FM 107.7, AM 1450, Richland Center. It is 38 degrees. We're headed toward a high of 44 today. And Tony assures us that's still above normal. All right. Coming up, our update, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'm Sherry Preston. After the unsuccessful nomination of Matt Gaetz for Attorney General, the president-elect has announced that Pam Bondi is his new pick for the job. Bondi is a former Florida Attorney General and has remained in Donald Trump's inner circle for years. She has also continued to advise him on legal matters. South Korea says that Russia is supplying air defense missile systems to North Korea in exchange for sending its troops to fight in the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials are now confirming that Russia did fire a missile capable of traveling 1,000 miles into Ukraine.
This was what they call a medium range. This thing can still fly well over 1,000 miles. Ballistic missile, not quite the intercontinental, but what they call a medium ballistic missile.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Kyiv. Sean Diddy Combs headed back to a New York City courtroom today. He's trying again to get out on bail as he awaits his racketeering, prostitution, and sex trafficking trial. This is ABC News. New warnings for athletes after some recent high-profile burglaries, including at the home of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the NFL has sent a memo to teams and the players' union.
This memo, obtained by ABC News, says the burglars are organized and skilled and appear to exploit team schedules and target athletes' homes on game days.
This is going to be for all of the Super Bowl trophies.
Mahomes and his wife showed off their home for the Netflix documentary series Quarterback. Now the NFL is urging players to avoid posting images of their residence or expensive items.
The homes of several professional players have been targeted by thieves in the last few weeks. Well, it's the last day of the COP29 climate conference and still no agreement on how to help developing countries deal with the effects of global warming. Some estimates say by 2030 it'll cost $2 trillion a year, but draft agreements are leaving financial commitments from wealthy countries on the table. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-thru, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value. We'll look at the weekend forecast coming up here. Regular features continue on our get-together. Sunrise from the center. Still waiting for, I don't know if it's going to be too sunny today. Kind of cloudy and 38 right now.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high of 44 today, still above normal temperatures. Northwest winds 7 to 15. Patchy clearing possible and cooler tonight, a low of 30. More clouds than sun Saturday, 43. Scattered clearing Saturday night and 29. And Sunday, 46. Monday, 41 with a bit of rain, maybe some wet snow later on in the day. Reading ahead, 34 Tuesday, 32 Wednesday. Thanksgiving Day, a high of 31. We have an east wind at 5 miles per hour currently on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 38 degrees.
And you know, it's not so much the heat as it is the gosh darn humidity. And then, you know that, you know, when you sit there in the bed and you're just sweaty, you know, and you go to reach for the water on the nightstand and you slide right out of bed and the wife says,
"Stop making so much noise, you're waking me up, go to sleep."
Well, let me tell you, times like that make me think about moving up north, you know.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'd do it, too. Of course, then I couldn't watch the Packers, you know. The Packers are, gosh, I like the Packers. I'd do anything for the Packers. Who can forget Vince Lombardi, you know, back in the glory years? Not me, boy. Yeah. Well, anyhow, it's getting to be that time of year. Eh?
Yeah.
Ah, my dear hunter, how do you do? I got this deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, I guess get with the beat.
I got this great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's the boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, don't you think maybe how about you and me, yeah? Well, you partied all night, never made it to our bunks. And I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, started heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there. The 30-point buck.
30-point buck!
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking of the ground. He was so wonderful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God just for outdoor magazines. Now I'm not much for thinking. No, I don't do it often, but I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that 30 pointer right in his coffin. Yeah.
Get him there, Clyde. I believe what I see here, bud. 30-point buck.
Couldn't get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi Radar Laser Triple Barrel Double Scoped Heat-Seeking Shotgun.
30-point buck.
Yeah, the women clapping in the back there. I gotta make that. Well, he was coming for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I couldn't pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, that 30-point buck was only 10 feet away. Still, I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer. Deer standing tall and proud. He looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white. And
there he was.
Gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde. Don't worry about it.
Well, seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze orange shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good in law of mine from Illinois.
Only cheeseheads.
Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck, then I'm going to get that
30-point buck.
I'm going to get that 30-point buck. I'm going to get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. The last thing I do, I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
Bananas at large on WRCO, the 30-point buck. Just as long as he isn't rubbing his horns on the WRCO tower this weekend, we'll be all right. Anyway, we'll see what old Hank Bray's doing in just a little bit here. As you wait in nervous anticipation, this is Kane Brown.
Done it to me, hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You get Songs about the top to bottom, perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Oh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, really good. You give me Gomez Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on the radio. Let's take our time off the line. On an island, only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vine.
November is for giving thanks, and today we express our deepest gratitude to veterans whose sacrifices ensure our way of life. This message has been sponsored by Tri-County Building Supply, Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
and June on WRCO Radio. June and I never recorded any records. We never made it to Jackson either. We maybe Gotham. But anyway, we'll be back. See what old Hank's doing in just a moment.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker welcomes you home. Step in for the finest selection of turkeys, hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and your favorite beverages. Discover the in-store specials designed to make your deer hunt and Thanksgiving truly unforgettable. And while you're there, visit their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and let Richland Locker be part of your holiday memories.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Thanksgiving is quickly approaching, and that means tasty holiday cooking, quality time with family and friends, and the start to the festive season. Hi, this is Julie from Robin's Nest. I invite you to stop in and shop our unique selection of one-of-a-kind finds for your home and browse our seasonal decor. Add a pop of color to your Thanksgiving table with a festive floral centerpiece. Order early for best selection. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Rural communities are at a higher risk for diabetes, and the majority of these are type 2, which are often preventable. Lifestyle changes like getting active and adopting a healthier diet are the best methods of prevention. If you do develop any type of diabetes, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has a team of certified diabetes care and education specialists who will work with you to help manage the disease. This month, take the time to learn more about your risks and commit to a better future.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Happy Friday, Hank.
Happy Friday, buddy. Excuse me, I got to finish reading this paragraph here.
Reading your book?
Yeah, reading my book.
That's the first one you've ever read? Second?
Let's not go there.
Okay.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
You have a good night last night?
Yeah, we did.
Good.
We were at River Valley. Got to see a lot of old friends there. Good. And yeah.
Good.
Broadcast a good game.
I beat you home again.
Yeah, you did. You got that tendency. And we started about the same time.
Yeah, we did. So we didn't have a JV where I was at. So we had I had DeSoto at River Ridge.
Hmm.
So, but anyway, and you had New Lisbon at River Valley.
At River Valley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little young lady scored 22 points,
yeah,
a
yeah.
freshman.
Bella DeVinny.
Good for her.
Last night.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It was a good game.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Did you see Mr. Blakely down there at all?
Yeah, he was in the stands.
Was he? Did you throw anything at him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't want to get kicked out.
No, I would kick him out for you if he kicked you out. So next time I see him, I'll throw something at him.
All right, okay.
So, yeah, all kinds of good things happening this weekend with holiday crafts and fairs.
You're getting ready for the big hunt, aren't you?
Yes.
You're hunting for something at the craft fair for Joanne for Christmas, maybe?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it. So.
Oh, you're going to make something?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make something, but I got to get an idea.
That'll be special.
One of those craft people, they'll have something you can put together.
Oh, I know. So. Those things just amaze me. Like,
Isn't that crazy?
People recycle and reuse something. I'll be like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Why didn't I think of that?
It is. Here's something that I'm going to try for Christmas ornaments. Now, this sounds dumb, but remember those little plastic cups you usually get for water are they're really, really flimsy little plastic cups.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So what you do, you have your children paint on them.
Okay. Yeah.
And just make them paint on the outside of them all the way around it. Then you put them on a cookie sheet.
Okay.
And put them in the oven at 350. And I think it's only for like 2 minutes, if it's that. And they go flat. They melt right back down into their own thing. You pull them out, let them harden, and they're a Christmas ornament.
Wow.
And so, and what it is
beautiful.
You poke a little hole and put it on the Christmas tree. It's pretty cool.
Boy, so, you're going to have an amazing looking Christmas tree down there.
I don't even have a Christmas tree. So,
you know what that reminds me of? Back in the day, do you remember Shrinky Dinks?
No.
There was a toy called Shrinky Dinks where it was kind of a plastic thing. You painted it, put it in the oven, voila, you had this piece of plastic.
A Shrinky Dink.
And I'm guessing you released a whole lot of bad toxins in the air while you were cooking them.
A Shrinky Dink is probably a nickname that you had in high school.
Oh, it could have been. Could have been. And then there was, another thing, super elastic bubble plastic. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
It was like in a tube, and you would squirt it out, and it would make like
a big bubble.
Yeah, again.
The plastic of tube.
Probably.
The tube of plastic.
Thousands of toxins in
there,
you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, by the way, hold on a second.
Oh boy.
Boy, it hurts down, that's for sure. Oh, so Joanne went shopping.
Oh.
And she found these for the front lobby.
Oh.
They're doilies.
Doilies.
Did you ever have those at home?
Yeah.
The doily, the white doilies.
I always wipe my fingers on them.
You're not supposed to be a napkin, Hank. But anyway, Joanne went shopping, and these will go, especially on our vintage radio we have out front now that we just got. Anyway, it's going to go on there. You know, you'll put a candy dish or something on top of that. But this takes me back to the Nee family Thanksgivings of years gone by. So mother would have these doilies, you know, and she'd have a dish or something, and then the doily. And the first one to fall asleep after Thanksgiving was usually prone to getting a doily on their head while they were sleeping.
You always had that, then?
Yeah, yeah. So, when I was younger, I could stay awake longer. But over the years, I think my brother-in-law John got it a few times, but I probably did. I was probably sick. I was probably runner up.
Yeah.
But yeah, you eat all that turkey and then you fall asleep and then you wake up, you got a doily in your head, and you don't know it, and people are taking pictures of you and laughing and things like that.
Not very nice.
So it's kind of a nice Thanksgiving if somebody wants to start that tradition. Who will be the first one to get a doily on their head?
Oh, that would definitely be me. I'd probably be sleeping at the table.
A new record: a doily on his head at the table.
At the table. Yeah.
That'd be pretty special, Hank.
Yeah. So. Any plans for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Are you still inviting me over? Or no?
Yeah, you can come over if you want.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I think so. Just me and the cat, Annie.
Oh.
And do you like spaghetti, SpaghettiOs?
With meatballs.
You like them with meatballs?
Yeah, okay. And the thing is, we could have meatballs since it's Thanksgiving, couldn't we?
I suppose. We could splurge a little bit. But I think the regular SpaghettiOs are the same price as the meatball ones.
I say we get the meatballs. That way we have heartburn all day.
Let's just do it. Do it right.
Can we get the big can this time instead of split the small can?
I suppose.
I'll throw in my 50 cent.
That's your salt intake for the week, though.
Yeah. And everything else you don't need.
Oh, well, give these doilies back to Joanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what she's going to charge us for them.
Oh, I think they're at the dollar store.
Well, again, I wonder what she's going to charge us for them. Anyway, I got a couple dumb criminals.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. The bank robber's deposits. A man in Virginia robbed a bank and ran home to stash the cash. Months later, he went back to the same bank, Phil.
Yes.
Yes. Tried to deposit the stolen money.
Oh. Well, he was thinking about his future.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What kind of interest rate he's going to get?
Well, he's going to get 0% interest and 7 years in prison after the authorities were called. Well, so the job application burglar. Okay, you can already imagine what's going to happen here. A man walked into a pizza shop in Colorado, filled out a job application, and then decided to rob the place.
Oh.
Well, you know what the kicker is, right? Yeah, everything was real on the application, including his name, address, phone number, and even his social media sites. Nice job.
Well, he's in Colorado. He might have been out, might be naked singing on the windmill later or something. Yeah. You never know.
It's unreal.
Oh boy.
Unreal.
What do you do, Hank?
What, yeah.
Unreal. What? Dude, so do they have gun deer season in Arkansas at this time? Do they?
Yep. It's
same
been
time?
Going on, yeah.
So it's already
it's
going
longer.
On.
It's longer. It's longer down there.
Uh-huh.
But one deer down there, if one deer up here is like four deer down there.
Really?
Yeah, they're really small.
They're pretty tiny. Oh, tiny.
Yeah,
so they're like reindeer down there.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And the reason is there's no corn down there like they have up here.
Oh.
These guys are corn fed up here.
Oh, sure. So you don't get the turdy pointers.
Yeah, well, maybe we get the tree pointers.
A tree pointer.
Yeah, but no, I my brother's got a couple 12 pointers.
Really?
They're not as big as they are up here.
Uh-huh.
So
how do they carry their horns then, I wonder? You know, that's a lot.
On their head.
A lot to lift there. They're heavy.
Oh, they're strong down there.
They're little, but they're strong.
Weak mind, strong back.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have a real quick story. My first experience in Wisconsin hunting was back in 1995. And I had my dad came up and my cousin came up, and this would be the second year that I was here. So my cousin came up, and he's now a football coach down there, but a good guy. His name is Robbie. And my dad put some corn in this old ground out stump, just sitting out in the field, when my dad went to look for his place to hunt the night before. So when they come down, Robbie goes, "What's in that stump?" Oh my, and my dad said, "Well, that's corn. The deer hide that in the wintertime." And he still believes that. It's like a squirrel.
A little gullible.
Maybe.
Yeah, that doesn't run in the family, though.
Again, strong back, weak mind.
Have a good one, Hank.
Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind. Have a great weekend.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist is your number one trusted partner for all auto body repairs.
Our highly skilled technicians provide top-notch service, ensuring your car gets the best care. Plus, we offer free loan of cars to keep you on the move while we work on your vehicle. Don't settle for less. Experience the quality and reliability that have earned us our great reputation. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or reach us at 608-375-4434.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team invite you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South, this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1340.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
There's a certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow.
This day in history, some iconic moments. 1955, RCA Records signed Elvis Presley. After buying his contract from Sun, he got a $5,000 bonus for signing. November 22nd, 1963, the 35th president of the U.S. was shot to death during a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. President John F. Kennedy and then Texas Governor John B. Conley, riding the same car, was seriously wounded. Suspected gunman Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested 61 years ago today. Also in 1986, 20-year-old Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight boxing champion in the history, stopping the WBC title holder Trevor Burbick in the second round in Las Vegas. Back in the day before we had the rebuffering issue, watching it on Netflix or whatever it was. Anyway, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by the Shoebox.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Ember Schmitz from Richland Center Primary School. We have wishes to Rich Wancurl from the Durst Cousins, and also have a great day from Lori and the guys to Rich. Happy 50th to son-in-law Brian Weiss, also to our brother-in-law and uncle. Love from Mom and Tom, along with Derek, Dana, Jesse, Amanda, Dale, Angela, and all the Hackle, Westby, and Wallace nieces and nephews. Enjoy your day and hunting. And 50 is nifty. Happy big 5-0 to Brian Weiss. We love you and are grateful for all you do. Wishing you a big buck this weekend at Deer Camp. Love from your wife, Alyssa, and all the kiddos, Maybell, Gary, William, Ella, Elijah, Molly, and Noah, and your best bud, Bear. Wishes to Tony Gunningham. Have a great day today, Tony, from Lori and the guys. And to Melinda McGlynn from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday to Margot Lovinger from Butch and Mrs. Butch. And happy birthday to daughter-in-law Tony Gunningham from Dave and Anita. To Joan Wheeler from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Shay Klima from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Nyman Olson from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. The Richland Center Lions saluting Melvio Jerebek, also to Casey Shannon, Travis Morris, Kevin Curtis, and Donald E. Walton. Happy birthday to Joanne Kenny, my amazing wife. Hope you have a great day. Love from all your family and Greg. Happy birthday, Joanne Kinney, from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions as well, to Joyce Farness, Brantley Kinney, to Jared Reitz, and Noah Ewers.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At the Creative Outlet, we are keeping you creative with craft supplies that you want to use.
Good stuff coming your way. The news around the corner. We'll check sports next hour. Mike Clements' triumphant return. He is back after a sabbatical. We'll talk about state sports next hour. And fresh from the country, right here. This is Sammy Kershaw. This is Phil Neal. Hope you have a wonderful day, a safe weekend. Thanks for tuning in to WRCO.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 38 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy today, still above normal temperatures with a high of 44 and northwest winds 7 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy, clearing possible and cooler, a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 8 miles per hour, and it's 38 degrees.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. To celebrate National Rural Health Day yesterday, U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa highlighted investments in health care projects by the department, including nearly $61 million to assist in the construction of a new state-of-the-art critical access hospital in Lafayette County. USDA Rural Development is committed to improving the economy and quality of life in rural areas and small towns, and that means investing in health care security in Wisconsin. Constructed in the early 1950s, Memorial Hospital of Lafayette County in Darlington has been a healthcare staple for nearly 9,700 residents in its service area and continues to be one of Lafayette County's largest employers with over 140 staff members. Unfortunately, with a growing local population and no opportunity for expansion in its current condition and location, a new facility is needed to provide modernized healthcare services. With help from a nearly $46 million loan and $9 million in grants through USDA's Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program, and a partnership with private lender Compeer Financial on a $5 million loan guaranteed through USDA's Community Facilities Guaranteed Loan Program, a new 75,000 square foot critical access hospital is being built to address these growing needs. Once completed, Memorial Hospital will feature 24 beds, an emergency department laboratory, radiology department, surgical facilities, dietary facility, rehabilitation space, eye care clinic, and administration offices. Lassa said that this year's Rural Health Day theme, Power of Rural, is a sharp reminder of the importance of rural health care as it recognizing both the power of rural and the incredible efforts of rural health care providers and others dedicated to addressing the unique health care needs of rural Wisconsin. It's almost time for hunters across Wisconsin to head out for the 24-9-day gun deer season opening tomorrow and running through Sunday, December 1st. This is the latest 9-day window within which the season may occur, as established by state law. Wisconsin is a nationally recognized state for hunting white-tailed deer, with an abundant herd and a proven reputation for producing some of the largest bucks in the world. As of midnight, November 18th, year-to-date sales for gun, bow, crossbow, sports, and patron licenses reached 560,256. Of that total, 205,075 are for gun privileges only. In Richland County, the deer population is plentiful. John Clare is the chairman of the County Deer Advisory Council.
Last year, after the hunting season was done, Richland County has an estimate of about 55 deer per square mile, which equates to about 32,400 total deer in Richland County. Normally, deer density should be somewhere between 20 and 30. After the hunting season, we had 55. A lot of times here in Richland County, we give out a lot of doe tags, and there's a good reason. Looking at the other numbers from surrounding counties, we have 55 deer per square mile. Sauk County had 43.7, Vernon 53.2, 45.6 in Crawford County, Grant County 29.9. So we are leading the league, as it were, for the number of deer per square mile. There was only two counties higher in the entire state. So in our part of the state, Richland County has the highest deer density.
With this year's season starting further removed from the peak of breeding activity, fewer deer may be on the move relative to recent years with earlier openers. Still, there is reason for optimism as other factors like colder temperatures and snow cover could still create excellent deer hunting conditions. Furthermore, last year's mild winter means fawn production and antler development will likely be better than in recent years. Deer are still being tested positive for chronic wasting disease, and hopes are the numbers will be reduced during this year's hunt. Doug Duren is a Cazenovia landowner.
Since the change in the seasons in 2011-2012, that's when Wisconsin quit trying to manage deer and CWD, especially in southwest Wisconsin. The tools were taken away from the Department of Natural Resources, and hunters like Ernebuck extended gun seasons, the things where we really make an impact on the herd. That changed then, and so it's really only been a decade since we've seen the changes that we're seeing now. Prior to that, certainly herd was being controlled and the disease was being controlled. At this time, 39% of the deer that have been tested in the county so far are positive. Last year at this time, it was 30%. And if the trend continues, that's probably where we'll end up again this year, is somewhere in the 35 to 40% of the deer tested being positive.
If you plan to hunt, see what you need for resident and non-resident hunting licenses. Review season dates, hunting hours, how to register deer, CWD information, and where to hunt on the DNR's deer hunting webpage. If you have questions about regulations or specific public lands, call the DNR's customer service staff or email dnrpress@wisconsin.gov. All harvested deer must be registered electronically by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. Hunters will need the unique harvest authorization number associated with each permit. Proper registration provides accurate harvest data for DNR wildlife managers and county deer advisory councils for the management of Wisconsin's deer herd. The three options to register a deer are online with Game Reg, by phone at 1-844-426-3734, or electronically at a participating in-person registration station. The opening day of the gun deer season is the unofficial kickoff to the holiday craft fair season. The original fall craft fair will be held Saturday from 9 to 3 at the Richland Center Intermediate School, hosted by the NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team. It will feature a variety of crafters and vendors. Lunch will also be available for purchase. The Holiday Makers Market will be held at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center Saturday from 9 to 3. The Holiday Market features handmade makers from southern Wisconsin with a wide variety of unique items. The first 50 shoppers will receive a free reusable market bag. Plus, Santa will be there from 10 until noon. Lunch will be available to purchase from the Richland Center Lions Club. And the Richland Center High School Pep Club will also host its annual craft fair at the high school. Santa and the Grinch will also be there. Today is the deadline if you wish to dine at the Thanksgiving dinner hosted by the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian on Thursday at 11. The church will be hosting its annual meal with turkey and all the fixings. Everyone is welcome to attend. The cost of the meal is a free will donation. Reservations can be made and carryouts can also be ordered by calling Cindy Bremer at 608-604-5005 today. Congratulations to the cast and crew of When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors. The cast perform, but at the state competition last night in Milwaukee, a number of awards were given to Riverdale actors. Individual acting awards were granted to Abe Schaefer, Alex Schneider, Delaney Imhoff, and Vivian Benedict. Technical awards were given for lighting and sound to Brandon Meese and Destiny Bonds, and the full cast received an ensemble acting award. Katie Benedict and Chris Simonson also earned a directing award, and the full production earned a Critics' Choice, the highest possible award given, and the only time Riverdale School has earned this honor. A new U.S. Navy warship with the Wisconsin connection will be commissioned in Milwaukee this weekend. The ceremony for the USS Beloit will be held Saturday at Veterans Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. The ship is named in honor of the contributions of Beloit's Fairbanks Morse plant, which builds engines that power many of the Navy ships and submarines. Following its commissioning, the USS Beloit will sail to its assigned home port of Jacksonville, Florida.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Friday, November 22nd. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95 of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held today at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Peter's Lutheran Church, the Muscadet Library, Pine Valley Community Village, or the Riverdale Food Pantry. The Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet is assisting the family of Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95 of Muscadet. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51, died Sunday at Gunderson Boscobel Hospital. A celebration of life will be held today from 4 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died November 12th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If the weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car for the last car show for Dobber. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday, November 29th at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. Burial will be held Saturday, November 30th at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday, November 29th from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 1 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to Next Gen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking.